Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
That's the greatest intro we have by far. Nick Farabaugh of Penn Live joins us now. He is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. He's also on video. You should watch us on our YouTube channel. The numbers are just exploding on there. People want to watch the show. Mostly, I know, because of Bob. There's Bob's cardboard. That thing looks so real, doesn't it?
It does.
The cardboard cutout of Bob.
You know, Bob has gotten taller as we've gone on in the last couple of days. But yes, it does look very realistic.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Nick, it's good to have you, my friend. We haven't really talked much about this game yet. Of course, it's only Tuesday. What are the Steelers getting in the Cleveland Browns?
I think they're getting a really, really good defense here. I think the Browns are one of the best defensive units probably in football, to be quite honest with you. Great front, good secondary. The linebacker play has been better for them. They finally have guys that can actually use the attention Myles Garrett gets and win. And I think that's the difference for them this year. The offense, though, on the other side, has been a complete disaster. I mean, it really has. That's why they benched Flacco. Dylan Gabriel looked fine last week against the Vikings, but they have struggled to run the ball consistently. The offensive line has gotten Flacco and Gabriel killed, so it's kind of a tale of two teams. You have a really good defense that is trying to kind of slug this team all along, and then you have an offense that can't get out of its own way.
I got so much to talk about today, so I'll just skip around. We'll start with the running game, which hasn't been great this year. Jaylen Warren, at least you look at yards per carry, he had some good moments, a great play against Seattle, but he's only averaging about 3 yards a carry. Then Kenneth Gainwell comes in and goes for 99 yards, I think, on 19 carries. Does that merit more time for him? Is it even crazy to think that, hey, we weren't running the ball. He did against a pretty good defense. Maybe he should be the guy who gets the most carries, even if Warren's ready to go.
I wouldn't consider that. I think Jaylen Warren is, to be quite honest with you, maybe the team's best offensive player. I truly believe that. And that's my hot take about this. He's so good in space. He creates so much room. I mean, against the Patriots, he had 47 yards and he forced 10 missed tackles. I mean, there was no room for him to run. What the Steelers did this past week against the Vikings, I think they found the formula. And what the formula is it's playing Darnell Washington. That's the formula, and that's what I think is the bigger topic is how do they utilize this tight end room? Because you can't take 80 off the football field. He does so much different things for this team in the run game, and he's not a total non-zero in the passing game. And so that's, to me, the bigger discussion. Now, should Kenny Gainwell get, you know, 30 to 40% of the snaps? Totally okay with that. I think he's a good, nice player. I think we saw that. Kenny Gainwell is a good player. But Jaylen Warren, to me, is so dynamic. Still should be the lead dog in this backfield. But the real takeaway in me from the run game, play number 80 a lot more. He played 90% of the snaps last week.
Okay, but that leads us to another question. What about number 88? And if the Steelers aren't going to use Pat Freiermuth, and they've used him precious little this season, would it make sense to look at dealing him and trying to maybe parlay him into a number two wide receiver or parlay him into something else.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's not getting utilized for what I think is three reasons. One, I think that they naturally like Jonnu in the quick game yak kind of role, and so Jonnu's getting the manufactured touches. Two, Darnell's just the better blocker, and so he's getting more. And three, I don't think he has great chemistry with Aaron Rodgers. Because Muth is a chain mover intermediate type of player, and if you don't have good chemistry with your quarterback, that's naturally not going to pop. And so we've seen him and Rodgers have kind of moments where they don't feel like they're on the same page all year. And so that's kind of where that comes from. I think he probably ends up coming along a little bit as the season goes along. He's too good to me. He's not an elite tight end, but he is a good tight end that does a lot of good things well. And here's the thing. They're getting $24 million out of it. I don't want to just talk about Pat here. I want to talk about Jonnu too, because Jonnu Smith is being used as a glorified running back right now. His average depth of target, Joe, is under a yard. He's being utilized as a screen, pop pass, real quick game merchant. That's all he's being utilized as. Combined, those two are making $24 million and have less than 200 yards combined. Mm. That is not good investment. And so does it make sense to move one of them? Certainly, I think it does. Is it going to be at the trade deadline? I don't think so, because I don't see a wide receiver two worthy player out there right now that I think is going to be moved. Now, maybe we get closer and you see a Chris Olave, a Jacoby Myers, maybe that then makes some sense. But right now, there's no player worth that. But this offseason, if this doesn't change, there's going to be a lot of tough discussions. And I think moving forward, as I said previously, Joe, I think 80's the future of this room. And so I think Darnell should be the one extended, but someone's going to have to be shed then, whether it's Jonnu or Pat.
Well, let's move to the outside then. What does the absence of Calvin Austin mean for Roman Wilson or maybe somebody else out there?
Well, it should mean more opportunities for Roman Wilson. He's kind of been in a similar boat to Muth, which is doesn't have great chemistry with Rodgers, but also what does he provide that the team didn't have with Calvin healthy? He's not a particularly well-rounded player right now, Joe, and what he does is he wins on crossers with speed. Well, they have a lot of speed with Calvin, less so. So he'll have opportunities. But why would you have him run the crossers when you can get what you got out of DK Metcalf on an 80-yarder, right? I mean, that's why would you do that? So just use DK there. Use Scotty Miller, who I think is going to be the starter on the outside probably most of the time. They'll use Skowronek as well because he's a blocker. But he's going to have chances. Roman's going to have chances. This is kind of like Roman's moment, right? He's probably going to play 15 to 20 snaps. If he's going to get open and he's going to make some plays and some explosive plays and really carve out a role for himself, this is what it's going to be. So we'll see where things go. But I think the Steelers thought he would be more well-rounded. He'd be a better route runner. He could play outside, inside. Right now, he's kind of just an explosive player. You have to keep free of press coverage and play him in the slot. And he also has a very limited route tree that he can win on. Granted, he can get explosives on there. So you got to kind of draw up touches for him rather than kind of roll the ball out there and say, all right, go win, Roman. It's not as easy for him, I think, as it is for others.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, his route tree is just a little shrub at the moment, I think.
Yes.
Nick Farabaugh from Penn Live, he's got to get to the Tomlin News Conference, so we'll speed it up here. Limits and I give Aaron Rodgers a B-plus through about a quarter of the season. What grade would you give him? Is he better than you thought? He couldn't possibly be as bad as Pro Football Focus thinks he is. Austin and I say B-plus. What say you?
I'd say about a B. I think that's fair. Listen, he hasn't done a ton of pushing the ball down the football field. He has the quickest time to throw in the league. As I said, I like averaged up the target a lot because this team is just throwing quick game, quick game, quick game. But also, Rodgers has been so surgical at it. 71% of his yards right now come after the catch. And while some of that can be said, oh, is he a yak merchant? He's also just placing the ball very well for guys to create yardage. And so that's something I think that's been positive. I think the best thing that we've seen out of him, though, has been his work at the line of scrimmage. Just catching 12 men on the field. There are multiple times against the Vikings, and I'm not sure it's been talked about enough, where we talked about those Flores rotations, right, where Flores moves the guys around and what happens pre-snap. Well, Rodgers would catch the mid-rotation and get free 15, 20 yards a few times just because they weren't set. Only a veteran quarterback can do that, and I think his upside there is immense. And I also think that there is enough upside to say, hey, he can still throw the ball down the field. They just haven't had to pull that card out of the hat yet. And so he's done a nice job. There have been a few times, I think, where he's made some errant throws, and particularly the first two games where I thought he got a little too much in the waters for turnovers. He should have had two or three picks against the Jets. They dropped them. But I think you really look at the last two games, I think he's settled in pretty nicely here into what he is. And I think there's more to unlock. So, yeah, I think a solid B right now for Aaron Rodgers.
Lastly, what does Highsmith's potential return mean for Nick Herbig, who's been a revelation? I mean, he makes game-changing plays.
He's a star, man, and that's what he is. He is their, in my opinion, their best pure pass rusher at edge. He is just so dynamic and explosive. What I think happens here is you're going to see that three outside linebacker package with him, Highsmith, and Watt on the field. I think kind of, TJ at some points was playing 90% of the snaps. We can dial that back a little bit. He doesn't need to be running to the ground. You want to make sure he's good in December and January. You could take, 10% off that, still play TJ Watt 80% of the time. Highsmith, was playing 80%. He probably only needs to play 60. Herbig was playing 30. He needs to be playing 55, 60. So
right.
Dial it
I
up
agree.
A little bit. So, I think you could take a little bit away from Watt so he doesn't get completely just pounded into dust early in the year. You could take some away from Highsmith. I actually think Highsmith coming off the field a little more is going to be much better for him because I think people are too low on Alex Highsmith right now. I understand the health issues, but as a player on the field, I think he's great. And I actually think the lower kind of usage is going to allow him to appear more explosive, give teams different looks. Him and Herbig are so different, too, that you're going to have to beat them different ways. So I think it's going to be a really good revelation for Alex Highsmith, too. So really, if you can play 80-60-60, around that, because they're going to be on the field a lot together, I think that three outside linebacker package is going to be a very real thing. I think that sounds about right. So Herbig has to play just way more. He's too good. And this offseason, we can talk about tough decisions, but you have to pay Nick Herbig.
Nick, we appreciate the time, man. You're off to Tomlin. We'll be carrying the Tomlin News Conference live at noon. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, man. That's Nick Faribault. He's good. And, man, that Steeler defense, even though they gave up some big plays, and they did, they had some broken coverages. They do have Highsmith out, and they did have Jalen Ramsey leave that game at one point. That was really the first time, even including the Patriots game, where I thought it was as much about the Patriots' carelessness as anything else. It was the first time I felt pure violence and destruction and speed all over the field for the Steelers. That was fun to watch. And then I think and project to what they're going to do potentially to Dylan Gabriel and Jake Browning, or whoever is playing quarterback for the Bengals. If Lamar is still out, oh my God, who's Cooper Rush? People like that. I mean, that was really fun to watch. That reminded me of some of their better defenses during this era and other eras where they were just smashing people.
And Nick Herbig has to be on the field. Whether it's three linebackers that they end up using and they take a defensive lineman off the field, or they take an extra corner off the field, even if you used all three at the same time, I'd like to see it. That'd be unique.
Me too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.